The Olympic torch is on its way to the top of the world. As we speak now, it's somewhere on Mount Everest. We don't know just how high on Everest the flame has been carried, though, because the Chinese government is controlling coverage of the torch relay. But that hasn't stopped the BBC's Jonah Fisher from trying to find out what he can.
I'm at the moment at the base of Mount Everest at a place called Rongbo Monastery. They've built a little media village here for all the journalists who've come to cover this event. We've been here for about a week waiting for news from the mountain, and to be quite frank, there's not been much. All the information which we've really gathered has been by looking at the weather and working out how feasible it is for them to attempt the summit of Mount Everest. We've had some particularly bad weather over the weekend, snowfall, high winds, which meant there was really no prospect of the climbers going for the summit. But the last 2 days have been quite clear. For the most part, there's not been high winds, and so hope is once again high here in the camp that an attempt may be imminent and that the climbers may perhaps in the next few days make it to the summit.
Okay, it's interesting because you say the winds haven't been too bad. They sound like we can hear the wind behind you, but I guess it's all relative when you're on Everest. I know that the Chinese government has kept you in the dark as to the status of the torch and the ascent up Everest, but we understand that finally the government has said at least a little bit. What have you been told?
That's right. I mean, for almost the entire week we've been here, they've told us practically nothing. They've not wanted to confirm any details about the composition of the climbers who are going up the mountain, or indeed how long it will take them to get to the top. Today we had an announcement of exactly who was in this group who will be attempting the summit. There are 31 climbing torchbearers, and indeed three women who will be attempting to take the torch to the summit. 22 of those 31 are Tibetans, so they're from the local area. So we've had some details filled in. We still don't know, for example, how long it will take them to move from advanced base camp, which is where we think they probably are at the moment, to the summit, because they will be doing a sort of a relay procession up the mountain with this specially made Olympic lantern before they reach the top, when they will actually light the torch, and that will be the image which the Chinese are hoping will be flashed around the world instantly and will be on the front page of every newspaper.
How much higher up Everest are the climbers and the torch than you are right now?
The place where I'm at the moment is about 5,300 meters above sea level, which, believe you me, is still quite high, still quite difficult to breathe. Advanced base camp, which is where the climbers have been staying for the last week or so, is about 6,500 metres above sea level. And then there are various camps in between that advanced base camp and the summit, which is just about 8,800 metres above sea level. So they've still got a fair way to go, but they'll be aiming, we think, to have one final camp at about 8,300 metres above sea level, and then to reach the top very early in the morning to leave them plenty of time to come back down the mountain, because a famous saying about Everest is it's one thing to get to the top, it's another thing to actually get back down the mountain in one piece.
Given the altitude, by the way, at the top of Everest, is that torch going to actually stay lit?
Well, they're pretty confident that it will. They did a practice last year with a specially designed torch. This isn't the same torch that has been going around the world. They've designed a lantern and a torch which burn on a special solid state fuel, which they say is guaranteed not to go out in the low oxygen conditions and the high wind. So they put a lot of effort really into making sure that the lanterns don't go out.
Jonah, are you freezing there right now at base camp on Everest?
Yes, it's extremely cold. And yes, we'll be very happy when this torch does get to the summit and we can go back to a lower altitude and warm up a little bit.
All right, we feel for you. Jonah Fisher, BBC correspondent near the base camp on the north side of Mount Everest. Hope you get warmer soon. Thanks, Jonah.
Thanks, Lisa.